Hello, welcome to Vocile 2.0 interviews. Today we are talking from Casa Filit in the center of Iași at Piața Unirii Square at the Filit Festival from Literature. Today we're talking with Kim Leine, a writer, a guest writer from Denmark. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you.
How do you feel at the festival? What are your first impressions?
This is my first time in Romania, and of course in Iași and the Filit Festival, and I feel really good, well taken care of, and I feel it's a very effective and professional organized festival, so I feel safe. And that's a primary thing when you come to a new place, that you feel that things are working.
When you were, I don't know, a young man, would you like to participate at these kind of festivals from other countries, from your country or something?
No. When I was a younger person, I was living in Greenland, and I've only been a writer for a little more than 10 years. So this whole world, the literary world, is new to me. So it feels still new to me, even though it's 10 years that I've been in the game. So 20 years ago or 30 years ago, it would be completely strange to me.
So the festivals are a good role for the young people. What would you say, talking with young people from Iași at the festival?
It's good for them, I hope, and it's good for me. It's good for literature. And the communication between the writer and the reader is crucial, I think, because the writer gets another view of what he's doing. And I think also that the reader needs another perspective, a deeper perspective maybe, of what he or she has been reading. So the only thing I think was a little sad is that there were only 9 boys, and all the rest were girls, maybe almost 100 girls, and just 9 boys. Should be more boys.
Kim Leine, tell us something. What are your habits when you are writing?
Writing habits.
Yeah.
I send my kids off to school in the morning, 7 o'clock, and then I make some coffee and I go up and write in my study for 7.5 hours until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I do that every day. For me, the routine and the rhythm of the work is very important, because it calms the nerves down. Writing, you know, from the white page gives you a lot of anxiety, because every day you think, I can't do this, I'm not good enough, and I will fail. But if you do it with the same time every day, month after month after month, it calms you down. So this is very important for me.
7.5 hours.
7.5 hours every day, yes.
And when you have lack of inspiration or something, how do you deal with
it? No such thing.
No such thing.
You work your way through it. And of course, some days your mind is not that fresh, but you just work your way through it. You don't mind about not having an inspiration. You just get a good night's sleep every night, and try to get up and sort out your conflicts with your family in a good way, and then you can go to your study. And
so the main philosophy is work, and the inspiration will come.
Yes, work first, inspiration afterwards.
Tell us, what does mean rewriting for you?
Oh, I rewrite my books maybe 10 or 15 times. It's the first writing happens fast. I just establish a structure of the novel or the story, and it doesn't work at all. It's very bad, but I have the form, so I know what the movement of the story. And so I go back to the start and I write it all over again. And I work on the detail, the relationship between people, the dialogue, and the details of the physical world, and so on. And I do this repeatedly, again and again and again. So it's in the rewriting that the literature comes to life. The first writing is just play bad. It's like a teenager writing a novel. I'm really ashamed of what I'm doing the first time. And then I become a little less ashamed for every rewrite.
If we would do a calculation or something, how much of your time, 7.5 hours daily, is writing and how much is rewriting?
Oh, the rewriting is more than the writing. I think rewriting is about 3/4 of the work. Writing first draft is 1/4.
And so we should be aware when, if you the young people want to become writers, they should be aware that the rewriting is actually the real job.
Yes, yeah, they shouldn't believe in the myth of the big inspiration. They wake up one day and they have the whole novel in their head and they hurry into the office and they write it down like Dostoevsky or something like that. It doesn't work. You have to just work on it every day like an office job. Work as in a serious way.
How was it for you the start when you decide that I want to become a writer, so I will do these things every day like a regular job? This was like an inspiration. It was like a preparing.
First, I started writing an autobiographical novel 12-13 years ago, and that was, I realized back then, because I had already written 3 books that weren't good enough, so they were never published. And then I had to write about myself, my own crisis in life. And I found out that you have to write out of an inner necessity. You don't just write to become a writer or to write literature. You have to find the necessity inside yourself and write out of that. And when I realized that, I could see that it was working all of a sudden. And when I could see that, I started with the regular work every day, so and so many hours, every bloody day for a whole year. And because of this realization and the feeling of necessity, I became a writer.
Kim Leine, thank you very much for this interview, and enjoy the rest of the day of the festival.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you for watching Voce 2.0. We will see you the next time.